Okay, Cosmos. So, Miro thing. So why were the Ancients... look up in the sky? And noticing a rotation, assume an axis mundis leading up towards a divine, towards divinity. God or the gods are somehow up there. And wouldn't that in any case be deported to the superstition land by now, when we know that indeed the whole universe doesn't rotate around Earth? But that the poor, primitive people of the past didn't know any better than what their naked eyes and undeveloped intelligence told them. Well, think again. Without the superstition bias, you look up there and you can do it yourself. And you notice, if you look careful enough, that it's not just all chaos out there. This whole space that we are in is lined up in some incredible order. Which happens to be in the form of a rotation around an axis. That in itself then becomes the becomes telltale, or whatever you want to call it, about superior control, intelligence. Masterful creativity and, well, God. Is it then not a natural thought to think that at the end of that axis, as the one balancing it and rotating it and making everything happen orderly, even in our world here, is there somewhere up along that axis, or at the end of it, or at the root of it, well, maybe we modern people should spend more time sitting looking up the sky and watching the stars move.